This summer, I'm taking a new approach to styling the smallest spaces in my house with help from Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's has the small space solutions that America's waited 250 years for, like retro chic bedroom sets with plenty of storage, dinner party ready dining sets in four fun colors, stylish, spacious, bobopedic sofas, and feature-packed power recliners that let me kick back in even the smallest rooms. Plus, I know that Bob's styles are backed by thousands of real five-star customer reviews, so I can trust that the furniture that I'm getting is not just affordable, but built to last. And the best part? Bob's furniture ships fast, so I can enjoy my new styles all summer long. So when you're ready to ditch the furniture you're not excited about for the latest trends in small space styling, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
The days are longer, the calendar's filling up, and I want to feel as good as this beautiful summer weather. That's why I've been loving Grooms. It's one daily pack of gummies that covers my greens, vitamins, minerals, and even has 6 grams of prebiotic fiber, so I don't need to juggle a complicated wellness routine on top of everything else. They taste amazing. They're easy to toss in my bag on the go. Plus, they're vegan, gluten-free, and HSA, FSA eligible for reimbursement. Save up to 52% off with code PODCAST at Grooms.co. That's code PODCAST at GRUNS.co.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh boy. He always seems to get involved, doesn't he?
I'm telling you, too many coconuts have hit him right on top of the skull.
Well, I think Anthony will be a great acquisition. He can do it all.
Avery, who show is this? Dada. And we're live. Welcome, everybody, here to the Lakers Lounge Podcast. I'm Anthony Irwin, senior Lakers insider as well as lead Lakers content creator for Offside, joined on this fine Thursday afternoon by you guys. I am live during halftime of France and Morocco. So that is off to the side over there. I might react to that from time to time over the course of the show. Today we are going to be talking about the Clippers and Adam Silver, like remembering, oh yeah, that's right, I have a job to do. And apparently holding up the trade between the Clippers and the Toronto Raptors that would send Kawhi Leonard back north of the wall. We'll talk about a point that Derek Fisher made about LeBron James, and it's something that we've been talking about here quite a bit on the show, which is Lakers fans, I think it's a loud minority, but some Lakers fans' reactions to LeBron leaving, both before and as it happened, as well as obviously in the time since it's happened. We'll talk a little bit about how, you know, the way the, you know, LeBron and Clutch and Rich Paul are moving while they try to figure out their next destination, you know, might lead to some of that frustration that Derek Fisher has noted, as well. And then I'm going to kind of hand the show over to you guys, for the final half of it or so. So hit me with questions and comments and all of that good stuff, and I will get to as many of those as I can. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and dive on in. After a quick reminder, which kind of flies in the face of without any further ado, some quick ado, and then we will dive in. Please hit that like button. Please hit that subscribe button. Please hit that, turn on those notifications both for the show and for YouTube so you get the notifications to the show. Please subscribe wherever it is that you get your podcast, preferably on Odyssey, but wherever you get them is fine with me. And today's show, as always, is brought to you in video form by Prize Picks. Use that promo code HMA and get $50 worth of free Prize Picks lineups when you sign up and use that promo code. Again, that is HMA. We move on. We start with the Clippers.
Welcome, everybody, to the Locked On Lakers podcast.
Paul George really hit the side of the backboard.
It was wide open. I can't even make sense.
Lou Williams, he said they just came together this year, as if that was an excuse, like the other team in the conference finals didn't do that.
Well, what happened was, it doesn't even matter.
You know, we didn't have time to get it together, you know? Like, we just...
Did he say that with, like, lemon pepper wings in his mouth? Is that what happened there?
He's nicking it off his
fingers. Like, oh, man, there were some absences that cost us some time.
I just can't quite figure out.
Picking it out of his teeth.
Why we don't have any chemistry.
It's like, Lou, in your mic'd up segment, you said 1, 2, 3, Magic City, leaving the last huddle.
All right, we're going to keep this thing going. Let's take a quick second and take a prayer.
They didn't even make the Western Conference. After all that,
Kawhi Leonard still on the Clippers, technically. I saw a really funny tweet from Dime Dropper, which I don't know his actual name. But Dime Dropper sent a really funny tweet. It was like, what the hell? We can't get rid of this guy. I can understand Clippers fans being ready to move on. Much more so understand Clippers fans being ready to move on compared to Lakers fans who could not wait to move on from LeBron, which again, we'll talk about here in a bit. But yeah, the thing I've been wondering about basically since this news dropped, and the reason I didn't go live right away is because I am leaving tomorrow for Vegas, and Avery doesn't handle me being gone very well. So I told her we would have a daddy-daughter date while we, you know, or today in the run-up to me leaving tomorrow. And so I had taken her to our, like, community pool. We were out there when the news dropped, and I was like, shoot. Kiddo, we got 15 minutes. Then got back here, got her situated, got her fed and all that stuff, and now here I am. But, yeah, the thing I've been wondering about basically since this thing dropped was at Kyle Lowry's retirement ceremony, which Kawhi Leonard attended, Kyle Lowry made sure to tell not just one, but at least two, maybe a few aspiration jokes. And the first time he said it, he said it and he moved on really, really quickly to make it seem as if it wasn't a joke that he was trying to tell. And then he reiterated the same joke, made the same joke again at another, like, retirement ceremony deal that they were doing there. And yeah, like I was, you know, kind of laughed at it in the moment. And then when the news dropped today, where the league made an announcement and both the Clippers and the Raptors made announcements as well, which means they knew this was coming. The league announced that, you know, the Kawhi Leonard to Toronto Raptors trade, which had been agreed to in principle, had been widely reported. And you know, again, Kawhi went to Toronto to be there for Kyle Lowry's retirement ceremony. Now this thing's on hold, which the timing of that is interesting for a few reasons, but it did make me wonder, like, there are very, very, very few things that governing bodies like less than if somebody thinks they get off of a crime or actually do get off of a crime, and then they mock that governing body for trying to try them for that crime in the first place. Those governing bodies, in this case, Adam Silver and the rest of the NBA here, they do not like being made fun of while they try to, you know, handle that investigation. An investigation who many think is a farce, myself included, think this thing is a farce. And it's been going. I saw a funny tweet that apparently this investigation into Kawhi Leonard benefiting from cap circumvention has taken longer than the investigation into the JFK shooting. Like, you know, maybe both of those things are cover-ups. But no, I find myself, you know, kind of wondering why now.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday, covering all things U.S. men's national team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why allow the Raptors and the Clippers to even participate in trade negotiations because of the various moving parts that come from this? Holding this off, like, there's a question. I'll just go ahead and go out of order here really quickly. But there's a super comment that led the way here. So I'm going to play the most important sound on the show.
Fuck Washington!
And then get to the super comment and hear from Drew Gallegos, right? Who says, are free agents like Rui affected by the trade being paused? Will the Clippers be able to sign their free agents? The Raptors is a bagel a donut? Is a bagel a donut? No. Different. Cooking donuts are fried and bagels, I believe, are baked. So two different things, but they both taste good if you make them well. Now, as far as the rest of free agency here for the Clippers and for Rui and for everybody, like, this is part of the reason that this entire investigation taking as long as it has fucks with so many people. It messes with Rui Hachimura and his money now. It messes with Peyton Watson potentially and his money, because the Clippers were trying to free up money to make him a restricted free agency offer. It messes with the players who were traded, you know, and the you know, I think it was like Grady Dick and Brandon Ingram. Like, those guys are now messed with as well, because they thought they were Clippers. And then now do they, like, go back to Toronto and wait to be traded again? Like, and then there's this weird clause where, like, technically speaking, this trade can go through if the Raptors are willing to bear the brunt of the league's punishment for the cap circumvention, which, what? Like, I reread that thing a few times, hoping that I read it differently, and I don't think I did, or I read it incorrectly. I don't think I did. So, like, this investigation lasting this long, when, by the way, Pablo Torre just keeps unveiling more increasingly incriminating evidence of these situations. I'm sorry. Like, this, it's great that Adam Silver remembered. Oh shoot, that's right. Dang, I knew I had something to do. But this investigation taking this long, and allowing the Clippers to use their top five pick in this year's draft, allowing the Clippers to undergo and hold negotiations with the Raptors, who ironically Could you imagine the Raptors being on the hook for conduct that was carried out by the Clippers that led to Kawhi Leonard leaving the Raptors in the first place? All of this shit is just such a debacle for the NBA, and it just gets worse every day that this goes along. And the timing of this makes me think that the league finally found something. The timing of this makes me think that the league finally unearthed incriminating enough evidence that they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. We can't look the other way anymore. This is not reporting. This is purely speculation on my part. All of this evidence and the behaviors, all of this stuff are all just allegations right now. But I do think that at this point, the reason that this deal was now put on hold, teams can talk, teams can negotiate, teams can even agree in principle to these deals. But the moment that that trade call is placed, and the moment that, you know, a deal goes from a deal in principle to a deal in practicality, now all of a sudden it gets held to a higher standard. The investigation actually does have its ramifications. And I would imagine that the Clippers and Raptors made their call into the league to make this thing official. The league said, not a good time. and now all of a sudden, the deal to trade Kawhi Leonard back to Toronto is now placed on hold. So, I think that we'll probably get some kind of punishment, some kind of recourse to this situation fairly soon, because of some of the stuff that Drew Gallegos pointed out above. You have free agents that are waiting on this thing. And now if this trade is nixed altogether and Rui Hachimura waited for a free agent market or signed a deal and then now has that, like the Clippers at that point wouldn't have the cap space to be able to sign that deal. Now Rui re-enters a free agent market that is completely dried up. This affects, by the way, Jonathan Kuminga, because if Rui does re-enter the free agent market at a time where the Lakers are trying to free up enough money to sign a free agent, and if Rui says, I'm just looking to stay in LA, I want to get paid a decent amount of money, and the Lakers say, okay, we will waive and stretch Jared Vanderbilt, open up $10 million a year, are you willing to take that? And then all of a sudden, the Lakers get out from under, or at least they move some of Jared Vanderbilt's money. They sign their starting power forward, and Jonathan Kuminga is left hoping that the Atlanta Hawks now make him a more serious offer than he had gotten to this point. So the dominoes that are now being being stacked up as we speak, and waiting to be pushed over. Like, they just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And that's been the case basically throughout this entire investigations process, is every day that they have taken, they drug their feet to it finally arrive at even this moment where they feel they have enough evidence to at least uphold a trade deal. I think of all of the dominoes that have been stacked to this moment that are going to get pushed over the second that the actual punishment is brought upon the Clippers. So, The reason that I started the show with this is because of the ramifications here for the Lakers as well. Also gave me an opportunity to play that old LOL Clippers clip from way back in the day. But also to once again hammer home the point that, like, Adam Silver has just absolutely bent this pooch over a chair, and it has so much dirt on his hands for how this has been carried out, to the point here where, like, if I were Rui Hachimura and this cost me a few million bucks because the cap space that the Clippers thought they were signing me with cost me opportunities on the free agent market elsewhere, if I were Rui Hachimura, I would sue. I would sue the league. I would sue Adam Silver and be like, you guys cost me at least $4 million if the Lakers were only willing to pay me 10 when I signed a deal in the $14 million range. Like, this thing has ramifications to the point here where, like, if I were Rui's representation, I'd be paying extra close attention to the ramifications of how long this has taken. And not to mention the emotional impact on some of these guys as well. You were traded. You're not traded. No, wait, maybe you're traded. Nope, you're definitely not traded. Actually, yes, we're going through with the trade. Like, no, this has been such a disaster. And it's time to like finally have some closure on this situation. Let's see. The next thing that I wanted to talk about, completely awkward segue to a completely different subject, but Derek Fisher, I saw there was an interview and the clip, I think, is being taken out of context somewhat, because that's what we do in the era of aggregation. I have a full answer here from Derek Fisher by way of Yahoo Sports Daily, I think is the show, where he talks about what he has noticed since LeBron and his people have made it known he was not returning to the Lakers this year.
That, like, a lot of people in LA didn't love LeBron's time here, and it's been confusing to me, the reaction to him deciding not to return to LA. A lot of people have celebrated it and you know, almost had a parade as though this is the greatest thing ever. I'm not saying this is doomsday for the Lakers and by any means. Like, I think the organization will be fine. It's been here for 80 years. It'll be fine. But I'm surprised at some of the reaction, for sure. And yeah, I think people have moved on. A lot of fans have.
Looking for a simpler way to explore medical weight loss options? Orderly Meds connects you online with licensed healthcare providers so you can learn about GLP-1 treatment options from home. It's convenient, straightforward, and designed to fit your lifestyle. Get started today at orderlymeds.com/podcasts. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
So he went on to, they asked him a follow-up about, you know, why LeBron never felt as much of a Laker as some of the other superstars who either, you know, like in Kobe's case, right, he was a Laker from day one and finished his time as a Laker. Magic, same thing. Worthy, same thing. In the case of Shaq, right, who spent the same amount of time as a Laker as LeBron, Shaq was younger than LeBron was when he spent his time as a Laker and did his only winning to that point as a Laker. Kareem, right, came to the Lakers when he was a little bit younger, I believe, than LeBron. And did a lot more winning as a Laker than LeBron did. Kareem was also a collegiate athlete, right, at UCLA in Los Angeles. And also, both Shaq and Kareem, their careers happened before social media, right? There wasn't like Magic stans who would get angry at Kareem stans if Kareem missed a game-winning shot. There weren't Kareem stands who were, you know, loudly anti-Shaq when he got there and became the most dominant center in Lakers history at his peak. There were, like, those conversations were limited to barbershops and radio airwaves and dining room tables. And as such, you have, like, in this era of social media, it's a competition. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, all these things. It's a competition to try to get your content out there so you benefit from the dopamine hit. And then, even, you know, later in it, you know, at this point in this industry that we exist in. Now, there is financial benefit to being louder and to taking advantage of the algorithm and all of those things. And so, like, I keep on saying it. People don't like it when I say it. The reason LeBron never felt like a Laker, and like Fisher did, you know, kind of touch on some of it too, right? Like LeBron was older. He was like fully 100% who LeBron is when he got to the Lakers. So that's a part of it too. But remember, the onset of Twitter at the very beginning of NBA Twitter was at the peak of Kobe versus LeBron. It was at the peak of LeBron's ascendance and Kobe's descendants, right? Just in terms of his career. And that was such a heated rivalry. It was so, like, such a hot topic. And there are a lot of Kobe fans, my mom among them, who just never bought into LeBron as a Laker because she never fucked with LeBron in the first place. And there are a lot of LeBron fans who, like, eased carefully into the waters of being a Laker because they hated the Lakers. That's who Kobe played for. And so, like, it just, to me at least, comes down to a rivalry that never fully went away. And then on like the thing I always say about I encountered this a ton in my time. Like, I've backed way off of reporting and stuff, but when I was you know, trying to, you know, I had my foot in the door into reporting, or I dipped my foot into the waters of reporting. And Mbappe just scored. He's inevitable. He's incredible. But the what I always used to say is that, like, because there's a lot of distrust for people who are trying to break into the reporting sphere. And Lakers fans in particular are very jaded because they know about, like, the incredible traffic that comes by way of reporting about the Lakers. And, you know, there are a lot of scam artists when it comes to reporting about the Lakers and reporting about the NBA in general. One thing that would happen, right, is I would report something and, you know, I'll just use the JJ Redick example. I would report something like the day that I reported on this channel. That's it. I'm just calling it. JJ Redick is the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. He's, you know, this agreement is done. He's been at the facility several times over. He's already talked to people. He's already operating as if he is the head coach of the Los Angeles Lakers. It doesn't get reported for, like, by Shams or Woj for a couple of days. No other developments take place, but then it finally gets, you know, confirmed or reported. Yeah, JJ's the head coach of the Lakers, because guess what? He was already head coach of the Lakers. And at that time, and I still deal with it every time I even, like, mention the term sources, I always get, my mentions are always filled with, Anthony isn't a source. He's not a source. I can't believe we're taking this dude seriously in 2026. All of that stuff. And the thing that pisses those people off the absolute most is when I report stuff and it comes true. Or when I report stuff and it's reported correctly. There is nothing that makes those people angrier. I'll never deal with them anymore because I block those people immediately. But there is nothing... nothing that those people hate more than being proven correct. And this is the case with Kobe fans and LeBron. And this was difficult for me because I was such a hardcore Kobe fan in my youth as well, where it was like, no, LeBron is never going to top Kobe. Absolutely not. Never going to happen. He's never going to have that killer instinct. He's never going to be that. And there are people who still like hold dearly onto the notion that LeBron never passed Kobe. I'm not going to tell you how to fan. I'm not going to tell you how to feel. That is your call to, you can have your opinion. Go for it. But the thing that like LeBron did that pissed off Kobe fans more than anything else is, guess what? In a lot of people's eyes, statistically, in terms of achievements, all of these things, longevity, LeBron passed Kobe. And there is nothing, nothing that pisses people off more than being proven wrong. And that's what I think has happened here, where you have a whole faction of Lakers fans who were proven wrong by this dude. Then he shows up. Then he rescues the team. Then there was some shit that went on, right? Like the Russell Westbrook thing was a disaster. The constant like Led GM stuff and the, you know, like also part of it was that LeBron never got to celebrate the championship that they won, right? There was no parade. He never got to scream out in triumph and be welcomed fully by the Laker fan base and the city of Los Angeles as well. That plays a part here too. There's a lot going on, but this whole, like, it is a thing. I've noticed it. I've been made uncomfortable by it. Hell, I think the Lakers themselves never fully embraced LeBron. And I think there are a lot of Lakers fans who are taking their marching orders from what they've perceived, probably correctly, from the actions of the team that they root for. And so by the time it all like whittles down to a talking point made here by Derek Fisher, somebody who was unanimously embraced by Lakers fans and understands what that feels like, I think there's a lot of truth to what he was saying. I don't think he necessarily hit on what was going on there. I think everybody is made uncomfortable talking about Kobe for perfectly fair reasons. But I think that's at the heart of it, is that rivalry between Kobe and LeBron and Kobe fans and LeBron fans. And it's what makes me like really root hard, honestly, for LeBron to go to Golden State, because I want to see those games that the Warriors lose and Steph fans are going at LeBron fans and LeBron fans start going at Steph fans. That sounds like a lot of fun to sit off to the side and watch. But yeah, it's a lot going on here. Sports fandom is the most one of the most tribal of all of the fandoms that we participate in. It brings out the best in us. It brings out the worst in us. It makes us probably about as emotional as just about anything else. Think about in your life, the number of times just on a day-to-day basis think about the things in your life that have made you scream and roar in either triumph or frustration. And how many of those things are linked to sports? It's almost all of them, right? Because a lot of like the rest of our lives, we just like, I have two kids. I'm married to a beautiful woman. On neither of those occasions did I like, yeah. You know, didn't happen. It wasn't a thing. Like I will take that back. When Jen and I entered our reception, I did go like, whoa, you know, I did do one of those things. So I take it back. So that was slightly different, but it was a lot like sports fandom is so tribal. It's one of the few things that we could paint our faces for and just completely immerse ourselves into our most animalistic tendencies, right? Screaming at fans and friends and like the number of like knocked out and drag out fights I've had with friends over sports is way more than just about anything else. Right. And I think, you know, with this rivalry that existed between Kobe and LeBron and LeBron coming to LA. And also I think like in part, some of us kind of saw through him coming to LA and like are you here to take over? And he was like, don't get me wrong. LeBron saw a power vacuum with the Lakers and tried to take advantage of it. And it just didn't happen. And I think Jeannie Buss and some of her people kind of saw through that and eventually led to some of the tensions that led to this kind of awkward departure that we saw here from LeBron. So it just is what it is. But Fisher touched on something that was really interesting. Probably spent way too much time talking about it. Let's move on.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world.
Then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
Summer break is here. I want my kids to have fun, but I also want them to keep their skills sharp. Between vacations and sports, I need something that fits our busy schedule without adding stress. That's why we use IXL. IXL is an award-winning online platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized, interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's proven to improve grades, and one subscription covers every child in the home, saving us time and money. It's trusted nationwide. And in fact, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Ro's free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Ro. Go to ro.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Ro membership fee. Deductible cost may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to ro.co/safety, Rx only.
Also, really quickly, this whole like Rich Paul texting Shams to tell him about his like day-to-day thing. Like, I remember right when LeBron told the Lakers, or the Lakers told LeBron, or the two mutually agreed to that. Like when that happened, and the first report from Shams was that LeBron has now instructed Rich Paul to canvass the entire rest of the league to find the best situation for him moving forward. And it's like, yes, yeah, LeBron told his agent to do agent things. And then today, the Shams report that teams are sending messages to Rich Paul and some of them are getting to LeBron. Yeah, yeah, you're right. Rich Paul is indeed LeBron's representation. Like all of this stuff, like the how long this has been dragged out and how so many people think it's Cleveland and how poor Minnesota and Denver and Philadelphia have been strung along and how it has the rest of the league kind of waiting for the outcome of another LeBron decision. Like that shit does get old. I'm just like, come on, man. I know it's we know where this is going. Just come on. Let's go. You know, like and that shit, like the only child syndrome that we see here from him over the course of his entire career, where if anybody else is getting any amount of attention, LeBron's like, hello, yeah, over here, I'm still here. It's like that shit, that does get a little old. I'm going to miss the hell out of LeBron, the basketball player. I'm going to miss watching him play for these last 8 years has been incredible. Watching LeBron move off of the court, a lot less incredible. So like I said, there's several factors going on here, but also we can't ignore the way that Rich Paul and Clutch are handling this. Also leads into every fan base's frustration with him by the time he decides to move on. All right, let's go ahead and dive on into some of your questions and comments. We did answer Drew Gallegos' question already. Dave S. 2026 writes, Anthony, weren't the Lakers involved also? I remember Kawhi's uncle was strong-arming the Lakers to do some weird financial scenario. Yes. I remember, I think I've told the story on the air, and I think I'm allowed to. It's been long enough after the fact. Harrison, George Sedano, Mike Trudell, and I went to a little burger place. We got our burgers. I think we all, except for Harrison, Harrison doesn't drink. We all got our burgers and whatever drink we had. I got a beer. I forget what those guys had. But anyway, I'll never forget it. We're at this burger shop, and it's this burger shop that's like pretty close to UNLV. And there's always a lot of NBA personnel in there. And you can always tell because everybody's walking around in their quarter zips and all that stuff. And this was the year that the Kawhi sweepstakes were going on. This was the day that the earthquake had happened. And everybody was kind of like talking and, holy shit, can you believe that there was an earthquake in Vegas? What is going on? And so everybody's kind of like talking about that. And then there's also a lot of like talking and whispering about, hey, when's Kawhi going to make his decision? When we had sat down for dinner, all of us thought that Kawhi Leonard, by way of, you know, communication, you know, with people and stuff, all of us thought it was just a matter of time until Woj or Shams tweeted out, source Kawhi to the Lakers. We thought that's how that was playing out. The Lakers thought that Kawhi was coming, and that it was going to be the offseason of LeBron and Anthony Davis and Kawhi Leonard teaming up and Rob Pelinka trying to build a roster out of that. And we were all shocked, and I'll never, ever forget. You guys have heard Mike Trudell on the air before. He has this deep, booming voice. We all get the notifications, and I remember Harrison got his first, and he made a point. He was like, Android. Harrison got his notification first, and then we got ours, and we all look, and True goes, fuck. And it was so guttural. It was awesome. It was incredible. And so Harrison and I look at each other like, oh, shit. Well, we got work to do. So, and Sedano was there obviously for ESPN, so he had his job to do, and True had his job to do in preparation for Spectrum, and Harrison and I had our job to do back then. I think I was still at Silver Screen. It was like, and we were running Lock on Lakers at the time too, so it was like hustle off into the night and all that stuff. And in the years since, in talking to more and more people close to the Lakers, they all like to this day say, yeah, we thought we had him. We thought that was done. And then something happened. And now a lot of people think that that something was Paul George being traded for by OK, you know, that trade that basically turned the Oklahoma City Warriors into the freaking the Oklahoma City Thunder into the Thunder. But you know, that I think there's a lot of speculation that led to some of this investigation now. Now, this investigation is focused on the efforts to keep Kawhi a Clipper. The investigation, frankly, should expand to the efforts that, you know, were undertaken to get Kawhi to the Clippers in the first place. So, there are a lot of people who think that Uncle Dennis and Kawhi's people moved shady in those moments. And there's a lot of people who look at the Clippers to be like, what did you guys do to convince him here? And, you know, as such, yeah, like the Lakers are paying real close attention to this too, and are probably wondering, hey, are you going to expand this thing? Because, you know, now obviously it turned out fine for the Lakers. Rob had those agreements in place with free agents at the time to basically tell them, hey, depending on Kawhi's decision here, like Danny Green, we'll offer you a little bit more money if you wait. And then if you need to re-sign with Toronto because Kawhi signs with us, then good luck in Toronto. But if Kawhi doesn't come, here's a few extra million bucks to come here. And then I think he did some other stuff kind of similar to that across the free agent market then, and built that roster very, very quickly after they figured out that they had to move on to plan B. And plan B led to a championship, one of my favorite championships of all time. So, like, karma, bitches. But also, the Lakers are sitting here saying, like, yeah, that they won that one championship, but could they have won a few with Kawhi and AD and LeBron? That's a great question. So I am really curious what the ramifications are going to be to this, and if the investigation ever expands into what it took to get Kawhi to leave Toronto and go to the Clippers in the first place, and whether, frankly, the Clippers and Raptors thought that this trade would kind of put a bow on the investigation itself, and whether they thought, yeah, I mean, if we just send Kawhi back to Toronto, he never did any winning in with the Clippers anyway, doesn't really affect Clipper or, you know, Lakers or Clipper, league or Clippers history. Can we all just kind of move on? And I think those owners thought they would be able to, and now the league is saying no. And I do really wonder if it was because Kyle Lowry at his retirement ceremony made a couple aspiration jokes, which I can't imagine landed very well on Adam Silver's desk. Let's see. The next question here will come from... and remember, if you guys are leaving me questions, make sure you use a question mark in it so that I can actually see, because it's actually flagged, separately. Let's see. This is just a game. In no way does any of this affect any of us. So in the end, I don't care. I do consider the NBA under Adam very corrupt, and I'm a nobody. So what can I do or even say in chat? Is Kawhi's uncle still involved in all this mess? Well, that's another funny outcome here. So as far as search and destroy, no, I mean, like, that's kind of one of the worst parts of corruption at high levels, is that those of us who have to operate more on the up and up, because we aren't at those levels of society, it does kind of make us kind of nihilistic and be like, well, shit, if they're doing that, why do I have to be a good person? And then we oftentimes face ramifications for not being, any sidestepping we do compared to the sidestepping that, say, like, billionaires do. But this is no different. I do agree that Adam Silver's league feels a lot more guided, but also I was a lot younger with David Silver or Adam Silver. David Stern, Adam Silver. But same time, David Stern literally ran a basketball team, turned down a trade for basketball reasons, and Lakers fans were kind of left here saying, like, whoa, what? So that form of, I don't know if you want to call it corruption, but it certainly felt like manipulation. Like, there is no way that a league should ever be running a team. No commissioner is perfect. I do think Adam Silver rode a wave early in his tenure because he got rid of Donald Sterling for a very obvious thing. But ever since then, he's been pretty shitty, to be completely honest. All right. So Mr. Classic 81, is Kawhi's uncle still involved in all this mess? Well, this is the funny thing. Kawhi was undergoing extension talks with the Raptors by way of new representation. He told Uncle Dennis, yeah, we can't move like that anymore, which I'm just saying, again, purely allegations on my part, jokes and stuff like that too. But if you had carried out a crime, would you not flee the country? Would you not get rid of your accomplices? Would you not Like, again, it's not an actual crime. It's an NBA crime or whatever. So, like, you know, but if you're like, if you had carried out some shady shit, isn't that kind of what you would do? You would head up north, different laws, hopefully, get rid of the people who partook in the shitty behavior before. Like, isn't this kind of what that would look like? All right, let's answer maybe one or two more questions, and then I have to take the family to dinner. Yeah, Rain said he, Adam Silver needs to resign after this mess. I tend to agree. All right, so T-More asking the questions that matter. Okay, but what does this mean for Cam Carr tomorrow? Well, according to Kobe Price, who was there covering the Clipper or the Lakers already for their summer league, he is saying that Cam Carr is on pace or on track to play tomorrow. So that's really exciting. I don't know if he's going to play the second night of a back-to-back. I don't think that Adu Thiro is going to play on the second night of a back-to-back. But yeah, unfortunately, I'll be flying during the Lakers game. And I will be landing basically when it ends. I'm like really good at that every year. I do the exact same thing. But yeah, the plan, it seems right now, is to introduce Lakers fans there in Vegas, which there are a lot of Laker fans in Vegas, to Cam Carr tomorrow night. Should be really exciting. I'm really looking forward to watching him play, not just in tomorrow's setting, hopefully Friday, but then over the course of his rookie season. I think he's really, really good. All right. So I think what I'm going to do is end this thing here, and then I'm going to go ahead and I'll try to do a Q&A with you guys tomorrow before I get on the plane. Search and destroy. I'll save your question for tomorrow's show. I'll start the show with that. But yeah, I'm going to go ahead and bounce out here, do another Q&A with you guys tomorrow right as I'm getting ready to hop in my Uber and head to the airport. And then, yeah, enjoy the rest of your day. Make somebody else's prize picks, subscribe, rate, review, like, all that good stuff. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everyone.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.